Special Service Division invites you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations to drop in at Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's. Where do you leave me, Dee? Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Tonight, Lucille Ball from Hollywood. The tomato with the carrot hair. Yeah, very nourishing. Oh, you'd like a dish like that, huh? But you also like blondes and brunettes, too. Where do you draw the line? Oh, you don't like bald-headed dames. Yeah, well, Duffy, I can't talk now. I gotta get ready for good old Lucille. Oh, sure. Her and I used to be nips in the bud together. Yeah, certainly. She's from Brooklyn, huh? No, when she was a kid, her parents migrated out of there. Yeah, to escape persecution. Her father was a Yankee fan. Yeah, Duffy, this is going to be old home week. Okay, I'll call you back. Goodbye.
Hey, I mean, Mr. Archer.
Yeah, Eddie.
That movie actress Miss Ball just called.
Oh, yeah, huh? Good old Lucille, my dear friend and childish sweetheart.
Yeah. Your dear friend and childish sweetheart just called and wants to know who's Archer.
She was kidding, Eddie. Why, she and me was tomboys together. She was a pretty girl.
Yeah, she was a pretty girl, and she was madly in love with you, and she would die for you, and she wanted to marry you.
You're psychopathic, Eddie. How did you know?
That's easy. I just thought of the truth and stayed as far away from it as I could.
Listen, Eddie, yesterday, that might have been funny, but yesterday, I was a nobody. Today, who knows? Maybe I will be. An old friend of mine is going to have me listed in that book of famous men. Who's that?
You don't mean whom's who?
Eddie, whom's who? You mean who's whom? When you split an infinitive, you must first modify the participle. No, Eddie, this is a similar anthropology. It's called Who's That? Read this letter, Eddie.
Dear, read
the name of the publisher.
Schumann and Shyster. Dear boyhood friend Archie, how are you, Arch, old pal? I am doing very well, as you can see by feeling this very extensive stationery. I just remember that you are an old friend, and consequently, I am in a position to have your name listed in our book, Who's That? Since you are an old friend, this will cost you nothing. Always glad to help an old friend. Signed, your old friend, J. Wentworth Ashley, formerly Joe Clinker.
Yep, good old Stinker Clinker. Haven't seen him in years. That was his nickname, Stinker.
Why did you call him that?
And besides, none of us could stand him. So, you see, Eddie, with my name coming out and Who's That, Lucille Ball is in no position to snuff her toes at me. I'm a somebody, too.
Good evening, Arch.
Good evening, Finnegan.
How do I look tonight, pretty?
No uglier than usual. Why?
Well, don't you know, Shark? I shaved off my mustache.
Finnegan, you never had no mustache.
No? I wonder who I shaved this morning.
Let me look at the back of your head. I thought so. I think you better shave it back on again, Finnegan. Look, why are you so worried about your looks tonight, outside of what's obvious?
Lucille Ball's coming down here, ain't she?
So what?
I got naughty thoughts.
What do you mean?
I figure maybe if I play my cards right, she'll give me a free pass to the movies.
Finnegan, that's a very naughty thought.
Yeah, I know, Arch. Sometimes I don't know what comes over me. Hey, Arch, this Lucille Ball, that red hair of hers, is that real?
Well, certainly it's real. Been that way for more than a year. natural hair. It's probably hereditary.
I don't believe in hereditary.
Why not?
Well, look at my mother, red hair. Look at my father, red hair. Look at me, no hair.
Yeah, an interesting phenomenon.
Mr. Archer, a gentleman is here to see you.
Well, 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 if it isn't my old pal, my old friend, Archie.
Wait a minute. You're not...
Yep, J. Wentworth Ashley.
Stinker Clinker. Excuse me, I mean Stinker Ashley.
Oh, no, you can't say that anymore, Arch. It doesn't rhyme with Ashley like it did with Clinker.
Never knew it did rhyme. How are you doing?
Oh, never mind about me. How are you doing, Arch?
Well, I can't say that I'm as rich as Croesus, but I've saved up a pretty penny or two.
Good, I'm glad I'm not wasting my time. I mean, I'm glad you're not wasting your life. Well, Arch, always glad to see an old friend. Now, let's get down to business.
Here come the gold brick.
Archie, Schumann and Scheister have sent me here to say that they would be honored to list you, the author of Duffy's First Reader, in the 1944 edition of Who's That?
You mean I'm going to be immortalized? Gee, that's an honor, huh?
An honor? Well, just look at some of the names you would be listed with. John Charles Roberts. H.V. Castellanos. Cecil B. DeGaulle. And Mendel Wilkie.
Boy, what names? And my name will be there too, huh?
Mr. Ashley.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Archie. And let's go over to the table and fill out this questionnaire.
Now, Eddie, don't let nobody bother me. I got to fill out this questionnaire for Schumann and Scheister. Let's see here now. Name, Archie. Address, 113¼ East 13th Street.
You better put down your zone number.
Zone. Oh, yeah. Upstairs in the back. Boy, Eddie, getting in this book is some honor, huh?
Mr. Archer, do you send in an application to get on these sucker lists, or do they just pick your name at random?
What do you mean? The guy didn't ask me for no dough, did he?
Oh, if the day is still young.
Eddie, please, don't be so skeptical.
Archie, have you got another actress coming down here tonight?
Yeah, Miss Duffy, Lucille Ball, and what's wrong with actresses?
Nothing. But why do they always have to be girls?
They got a strict rule in Hollywood that all actresses have to be girls. Listen, why was you so late tonight? Where was you?
Down at the 10 Jolly Girls AC and Athletic Club canteen.
Them 10 ugly dames got a canteen now? Well, what do you do for the guys?
Well, first we give the soldier a cup of coffee, and then we ask if he has a sweetheart back home.
And if he has a sweetheart?
We just keep asking till we find one that hasn't.
Well, suppose you don't find one that hasn't.
Then we close for the night. But usually we find at least one.
What a man trap.
Don't worry, Archie. We have very strict rules. No jolly girl is allowed to kiss a fella unless he's been overseas. Gee, you should have seen the handsome soldier Vera Fogarty kiss tonight.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts overseas had he been?
Oklahoma.
That ain't overseas.
You gotta cross the Mississippi to get there, and the ocean flows into the Mississippi, doesn't it?
No, the Mississippi flows into the ocean.
Too late, Vera's already kissed him.
I'm surprised you don't just put a pan of salt water in a joint and hop across it. The ocean flows into the Mississippi.
Mr. Duffy, could I come down to your canteen some night?
Oh, of course, Mr. Johnston. You can come down and sing for us.
Oh, I'd be glad to. What time do the doors close?
Well, the doors are locked at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, the doors are locked at 12 o'clock, but you're a strong-looking guy, Johnny. You can fight your way out. Listen, pay no attention to her. Go ahead and sing something. Sing that paper doll, huh?
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellas couldn't steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all the world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded, real-life girl. I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows wouldn't steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with the flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest dolly in the world. I'd rather have a doll that I can call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
Listen, now, Eddie, I got to finish this questionnaire. Now, leave a C here, Bert. Education. What'll I put there?
Oh, tell him the truth. Leave it blank.
Cut it out, Eddie. Let's see now. Education. For 3 years, I attended at the varsity at UCLA at Ann Arbor, Michigan.
UCLA? That ain't in Michigan.
Oh, huh? Okay, I'll change it to University of Montana. I know that's in Michigan. University of M-O-N. Funny, Eddie, I went there and I can't spell it. Well, I'll make it UCLA.
That you can spell.
Yeah, good. I patriculated from UCLA. Where I graduated non-campus mentis. I got it down. What does it mean, Eddie?
That means with high honors.
Oh, naturally. Sure. PhD. Let's see. Postgraduate work.
What does that mean?
That means a PG, you know. Correspondence course.
Wait. Put in that one you took on muscle building.
Nah, I can't. Never got no diploma.
Never got no muscles, neither.
Wait a minute, Eddie. Here comes Lucille Ball. Now, you better beat it.
Why?
Well, she's probably going to be alone with me. You know, this is a sentimental moment. Well, Lucille Ball. Well, Lucille, you haven't changed a bit. It certainly touches me hard to see you again.
Who are you?
Show her the sentimental moment.
Who am I? Lucille, think of some of the nicknames of guys you used to know when you was a kid.
Well, let's see. There was one that we called Shorty the Jerk. That wasn't you.
No. I was a tall guy.
And then there was another one we called Handsome. No.
Ah, come on, think.
Wait, you're not Sammy the Sissy.
Perish forbid. Look, Lucille, maybe I can freshen up your memory. Remember how the gang used to get under the fire hydrant? Remember? Get under the fire hydrant, whole gang on a hot day, and you were such a snob. You always insisted on wearing the bathing suit.
Fire hydrant?
Yeah. Look, you remember Lefty's Metropolitan Museum of Pool? Where all the bums used to hang out?
Oh, now I remember you.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Archie, yeah. If I had told you my nickname, you would have remembered me in a second.
What was it?
I don't want to say it.
Go ahead. What was it?
I don't know.
What was it?
The sheep.
Perish forbid. So you're Archie, huh?
This is Miss Duffy. You remember her, the little homely kid that everybody said she'd grow out of it, and she didn't.
Oh, yes, I remember. The one who used to chase all the little boys, trip them, sit on them, and kiss them.
Likewise, I'm sure.
How are you, Miss Duffy? You look very, very lovely.
Very lovely. No wonder the dame didn't recognize me. She's blind.
You know, Miss Boyle, it's surprising. You've been in Hollywood for years, and yet you've still got a Brooklyn accent in your verse.
You're a nurse. If you'll pardon my church of words.
Oh, think nothing to it. So, here you are, a Hollywood star.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, it's all a matter of what a girl wants. Hollywood and its movie stars.
Or Brooklyn, Navy Yard.
You remember? But what I mean is, movies is all right if one wants to make a silly career of kissing a different fellow every day. One day, Clark Gable kissing you, and then the next day, Tyrone Power, and then the next day, Robert Taylor. Anyways, where could Papa get another cashier?
Look, Miss Duffy, please. Papa desires the monthly inventory. Go count the pickled pigs, please. Well, Lucille, oh, by the way, you don't mind me calling you Lucille.
Not at all, Chief.
Well, Miss Ball. you haven't mentioned how you like the place here.
Oh, yes, I have. Under my breath.
Well, let's hear it. We like ladies' comments.
This isn't a lady's comment.
Well, anyways, it's lovely to see you again. You don't know what it's been like, you know? You in Hollywood, me in New York, over 300 miles apart.
As the crow flies.
How else would I go? Yeah, I was afraid with all that horrible expanse betwixt us that our twins would never meet.
How tragic.
Yeah, quite. What was I saying again?
You were saying something about you being a nobody.
Was I?
Well, I assumed it.
Well, that's where you were wrong. I am no longer a nobody since I wrote this book, Duffy's First Reader. You remember, I always had a talent for writing.
Yes, I remember those fences in Brooklyn.
Not only fences, I used to ride on... Well, mostly it was fences. Anyways, suddenly I write this book, and lo and get hold. Overnight, I wake up, and who's that?
What's that?
Who's that?
Who's on first?
Lucille, who's that is sort of a who's who of what in the world.
Well, now that makes it really hard.
Makes it really hard? What do you mean?
Well, now, if you and I take up where we left off, Archie, all the columnists will say, what's their name fell for who's it because he's in who's that.
Yeah. Silly girl. Don't worry about it. What do you care what idle gossip mongers? And don't forget the old proverb. Any publicity is good publicity as long as they don't mention your name. Ah, Lucille, you look lovely standing there with that red hair of yours lighted up by the soft glow from the pinball machine. You know something about that hair of yours?
What about it?
Well, I believe in traffic rules, but that red don't make me want to stop.
I believe in traffic rules, too, but that complexion of yours.
What about it?
That green makes me want to go.
Great sense of humor. Well, Lucille, you know, I'm filling out a questionnaire here, and there's a question that says, type of woman preferred. What do you think I'm going to put down?
Female.
Well, yeah, but with a little coaxing, I could change it from female to red-headed female. And where it says name, I could easily change it from Archie to Archibald.
Are you sure you're not Shorty the Jerk?
Cut the kid. Ah, this is wonderful, Lucille. You and me working on this questionnaire together, you know. Sort of intimate, like sending out our laundry in the same bag. Hey, that's an idea, sending out our laundry together. You think there's any chance, Lucille?
About as much chance as there is of getting it back.
Am I to take it that you spurned to be known as the future Mrs. Archie?
Crazy, ain't I?
Hmm.
Well, Archie, have you finished the questionnaire yet?
Oh, yeah. By the way, Miss Ball, this is Mr. Ashley. Mr. Ashley, Miss Ball, Mr. Ashley. May I present?
How do you do? I understand this is a sort of a reunion.
Biggest laugh we got tonight. this is old Homewick, you know. Stinker here is from the old neighborhood.
Oh, please, Archie. Miss Ball, Stinker is just a boyhood nickname. You know, children sometimes have cruel tongues.
But good noses.
Thank you, I think.
You can talk plainer than that.
Now, Archie, I'd like your opinion of one more thing. What kind of leather do you think the book should be bound in?
Bound.
Well, all books are bound.
Oh, I must remember that. That's a good thing for a writer to know. What kind of boundings have you got?
Well, morocco, pigskin, pinseal, calfskin, suede.
Well, suede is nice, but I hate to think of them killing all them little suedes just to cover the books.
Well, Archie, I'll be running along now. Oh, Miss Ball, before I leave, could I have your autograph? And, Archie, I would like to have you sign here, too.
Okay.
Thank you both. And, Archie, old friend, next time I come to see you, I hope I'll be bringing you news that you've been awarded the Nobel Prize.
Well, I'll be just satisfied with a Pulitzer Prize. Well, so long, Stinker.
So long, Arch, and here's your receipt.
Thanks, sir. You know, Lucille, there's nothing like old friends. Hey, what did he mean by a receipt? Wait a minute, what is this thing?
Let me see.
I, the undersigned, agree to purchase 10 volumes of Fool's Bat. How do you like that? What an Ashley that Stinker turned out to be.
Wait a minute, I signed one of those things, too.
How do you like that? An old friend from Brooklyn.
Yeah, and he sold us the bridge.